You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 6:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
Utah women's basketball team says they were the target of multiple racist incidents before they were knocked out of the NCAA tournament by Gonzaga.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small begins our live team coverage. Adam?
Amanda, while last night's game happened in Spokane, the Lady Utes were initially assigned a hotel in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, about 35 minutes away. KSL.com reports on Thursday the team was headed out for dinner. While they were walking into the restaurant, they say a truck pulled up to them and someone in it shouted the N-word at them. On their way out just hours later, they say two trucks pulled up this time. Someone again shouted that slur. Utah head coach Lynn Roberts called it a distraction and upsetting.
This should be a joyous time for our program. And to have kind of a black eye on that experience is unfortunate.
Gonzaga and the NCAA did help them get a new hotel in Spokane before the game. Live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
A black administrator from the team says she's still feeling the effects of those racist incidents. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston has that story. Peter.
Tim, University of Utah Deputy Athletics Director Sharmell Green says she felt numb all Thursday night after three separate truck drivers yelled the N-word at her and the team. Ms. Green, who is black, tells KSL.com that everybody was in shock. Our cheerleaders, our students that were in the area that heard it clearly were just frozen. Gonzaga gave KSL.com a statement that said the school is deeply saddened about the incidents and that they don't reflect its values, standards, and beliefs. Now, Utah Athletic Director Mark Harlan also told KSL.com that he has encountered an incident like this in all 30 years of his time working. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national story is breaking news in Baltimore. A cargo ship reportedly lost propulsion in the bay and then slammed into a pillar on the Francis Scott Key Bridge. The bridge and everyone on it went plunging into the bay. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott spoke with reporters a short time ago and was asked how long it will take to repair the bridge.
We shouldn't even be having that discussion right now. The discussion right now should be about the people, the souls, the lives that we're trying to save. There will be a time to discuss about a bridge and how we get a bridge back up. But right now, there are people in the water that we have to get out. And that's the only thing we should be talking about.
Emergency responders have pulled two people from the water, but there are more people missing. We will continue to update this story throughout the morning as new details become available.
The Supreme Court hears arguments today looking at the FDA's decision to expand access to an abortion medication. ABC's Stephen Portnoy is covering the case in Washington.
This case doesn't threaten the legality of mifepristone, but it does call into question the FDA's moves in 2016 and 2021 to make the drug easier to prescribe and available through 10 weeks of pregnancy rather than 7. Critics say the agency overlooked the potential for harm to patients, but the Biden administration says the FDA has made sound scientific judgments that the courts shouldn't second guess. The administration also says the opponents who have brought this case don't have standing to sue.
Access to the drug used to require multiple doctor's office visits.
Life expectancy rose in 2022, but so did the number of drug-related deaths. KSL News Radio's Alessandra Gurr reports.
Life expectancy increased by about a year for both men and women in 2022, the first time life expectancy rates rose in 2 years, according to data from the CDC. However, to offset this increase, the number of drug overdose deaths also rose in 2022, largely among adults 34 years or older. The Utah Department of Health told me the increase in overdose deaths is largely being caused by some leftover trauma from the COVID shutdown and the addition of fentanyl in drugs.
2022, there were more than 32 overdose deaths per 100,000 people. That is a 4% increase from 2002.
Andy's here with your first look traffic.
Right now you got slowdowns in I-80 in Parley's Canyon, especially on the eastbound side over the summit and then down towards Park City. We had a semi that jackknifed near the turnoff to Highway 40. We've had issues further east you go, obviously. And then up Provo Canyon near the Vivian Park turnoff, it's been pretty slick and slushy. Big and Little Cottonwood Canyons are both open, but they do have restrictions for chains or four-wheel drives. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
It's a good idea to let your kids be bored once in a while. That's the recommendation from a child psychologist with the Huntsman Mental Health Institute.
part of just kind of being a person on the planet is how to tolerate being bored or not having fun all the time. And that can lead to a lot of creativity, imagination, and also can really help you appreciate the times when you do have something going on.
In addition to letting them be bored occasionally, Dr. Kristen Francis says parents should be inviting their kids' friends over and having them drop their cell phones in a basket as they enter, then play board games, foosball, ping pong, Nerf dart wars, or any of the other games they might make up. She says kids need that in-person interaction to learn and grow. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
Fewer Americans are going to church regularly. A Gallup poll shows only about one-fifth of Americans attend on a weekly or almost weekly basis. That's down 12 percentage points since 2000. However, the members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints are defying that trend. Two-thirds of Latter-day Saints say they go to church regularly, and those numbers have remained stable over the last two decades.
Utah state-run universities are working to help students earn a bachelor's degree in only 3 years. KSL News Radio's Michael Kmit is live with details. Michael?
Amanda, the name of the game here is providing students with more options and faster pathways towards careers. There's also some coordination with the workforce here because in order for a program to get the 3-year approval, it needs to meet learning outcomes, provide value for students, and be recognized and accepted by employers. Ultimately, the State Board of Education needs to approve any program, and you can bet they'll be limited and tied to industries which the state and the nation need the most. Reporting live, Michael Kmit, KSL News Radio.